Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me, Little Heart, bringing us back. Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Sam Norwood is our guest, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for bringing us your survey. Tell the audience quickly about Tatum LLC, what you guys do.
Well, we're an outsourced provider of management talent and consulting talent for oriented to the office of the CFO and the CIO. So we do systems, we do financial controls, and we support the CFO office primarily doing projects that allow the CFO to concentrate on the day-to-day, and we'll help them help support that office. And also financial projects for the CEO and the board of directors that need to be done but can't be done in the ordinary course of running the business, so we'll supplement the capacities of the office of CFO to conduct those studies.
Right,
in, and places all
it's a great, it's a great, great, a great example of folks of the outsource infrastructure, the outsource sector in the U.S. economy. Which, Sam, I believe the growth of the outsource sector in the U.S. economy has been one of the great job creators. One of the dividends of how the economy has evolved over the last 30 years, I don't think there's any question in my mind that that this has helped our economy, and you guys are part of that, and I appreciate that very much. Sam, the president's going to give a speech tonight, a job speech, a much-anticipated, long-awaited job speech tonight. If you were advising him, what would you tell him to do?
The first thing I would tell him to do is, aside from content, is the way he delivers this. Right now, for confidence, we need a Winston Churchill to inspire us and to get to improve the whole mood of the country. And we'll get to the substantive in a minute. But there's a crying need here for leadership, and leadership not out front that is leading the way. And inspiring confidence for people to do things that need to be done, both within the businesses and for the country as a whole. So, my first advice would be, whatever you do, deliver it in a way that inspires people to want to go out and do things because they feel more confident about the future. As to content. We've experimented, our nation, have experimented with big stimulus programs, and a lot of people think that they've met with limited success. But what we don't know
I consider them to be abject failures.
Well, what we don't know is what would have been the situation had those programs not been done and executed. I agree that
you can't argue the counterfactual, can you?
No, but we don't know what would have happened in the alternative scenario. We just don't know. We can't know. We look around now and we say, are we better off than we were 2 years ago? In fact, we are. If you remember, 2 years ago, we see it in our survey. But we're dipping back down now and going in a direction of toward a recession. Frankly, we're teetering on whether or not we're going to be in a recession or not.
And our economy is in jeopardy. Sam, I got about a minute. Give me a couple of specifics.
Okay. When he talks tonight, I hope he'll come up with something new. I would advise him, and I don't have a program. But I would hope that in the brain trust around the president that they'll come up with something that is creative and not more of the same old. We need inspiration, and we need something that is different from what we've seen in the past.
And not picking winners and losers, not nope. picking industries, not nope. not picking. You know, don't you know? You can't have jobs that are just union jobs. You can't like only green jobs, and it can't be government doing it. It's got to be the private sector. Anybody that wants to create a job, that's got to be the key, I think, don't you?
He's got to rely on business. He can't make business the enemy. Business has got to be his partner. Right.
And so if he does what you're talking about, Sam, he's going to have to become a different person, and I'm hoping that's possible. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Let's remain optimistic.
We'll see you next time. Sam Norwood, folks, with Tatum LLC. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, still broadcasting live from my nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.